Bill.
Or
I thought it was the other way around. If he's Bill, it'd be William or Bill or
add a Y
Bob
to
or
Or add a Y to that, it'd be
Willie or Bobby or
And if you're talking about the name William, if your father had a brother by that name, he'd be your
My Uncle Bill is what we got one. My uncle is named William and we call him Uncle Bill.
Okay. And the first book in the New Testament is
Matthew.
And the fourth book is
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name, he'd be
I don't know what nickname for John would be. We'd call him Johnny, I reckon.
Well, he'd be your father's brother, you'd call him
Uncle Johnny.
Okay. And a woman who teaches school is called a
school teacher.
Any old-fashioned name for a woman teacher?
No, I don't think so. I call mine several things, but would do repeat.
This is the name of the wife of Abraham.
I don't know.
Or it's a girl's name that starts with an S.
With an F.
With an S.
Yes, Sarah.
Okay. This is a name of a barrel maker. Are you familiar with the this is a family name of Cooper or Cooper?
Well, we got some Coopers here.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a married woman with that name?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And what would you call a preacher that's not very well trained and just sort of preaches here and there, isn't very good at preaching, makes his living doing something else?
I don't reckon I'd have a different name for him. Just minister or preacher that has to work for a living.
Well, did you ever hear the expression yard axe or shade tree or jackleg preacher?
Well, yeah, I heard it. Expression a jackleg or shade tree preacher. We use those words in other things, like maybe a shade tree mechanic. It means he's not good enough to get in the shop, he's just good enough maybe to patch up on something.
Mm-hmm.
Or jackleg preacher. Mm-hmm. Just way about like the same way about the mechanic, he's just not good enough to hold down a steady job.
Mm-hmm. So it's an insulting.
Yes, insulting.
Would you talk about a jackleg lawyer or jackleg governor?
Right. I have many times.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister would be your aunt.
Okay. Did you ever hear that word aunt pronounced different, say by colored people?
Well, they call them aunt, auntie.
Mm-hmm. Whites don't say that?
No, I don't think so. Maybe a few may call them auntie.
Mm-hmm.
But not very many. All colored children call their aunts auntie.
Mm-hmm. And the highest rank in the Army?
The major, I reckon. Or a general.
Hmm?
General, is it higher than a major, I reckon.
Okay. And the man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Colonel Sanders.
Okay. And someone who presides over a court?
Judge.
And the man in charge of a ship?
Captain.
And what would you call a person who goes to school?
Student.
Okay. And a woman who works in an office?